We'd like to welcome you to the Missing Stages of History. This is a program dedicated to serving underserved communities. And like always, we want to fill in those missing pages. And today, what we will do is we'll have a subject on what is racism. As always, that's a topic that often discussed, but a lot of times not properly understood. So we try to add some clarity to it. But right now, to do that, we have with us our historian and contributor, Emmanuel. He's going to give his perspective on what is racism. Before we talk about what is racism, there's a couple of things we'd like to share here in reference to ongoing activity or missing pages of history. We'd like to remind you that coming up on May the 21st, we have our second quarterly raffle drawing. So if you have not purchased your tickets, please contact a member or you can go to our website and contact and purchase your tickets. Our website is www.mphinc.org. Also, we have our spring quarterly fundraising drive, cap, and t-shirt drive. If you have not purchased your cap and your t-shirt, please do so. Again, you can contact our members or you can go to our website. As always, coming up this fall, our last TV series will be coming up. You want you to stay tuned because we have some quite interesting stories and topics that we're going to discuss. So those are just some of the things that are going on in Missing Pages of History and what we want to do this morning. Yes, we want to bring Emmanuel in, and he has something that we can call today a quotable notable, something that's very important in terms of our history, in terms of understanding some issues or concepts that may have been used but may not necessarily understand. People may have not necessarily understood it. So in this quotable notable, Emmanuel, we would first like to welcome you to these pages, and what is your quotable notable for today?
Good evening. My quotable notable today is that one of our presidents, President Harry Truman, racial views. President Harry Truman, he wrote this quotable notable in 1911. He was Klan in the 1920s. He was a Klan member. This is the president, Harry Truman. Harry Truman's racial views was in line with those of the Ku Klux Klan organization. He joined in his youth in the 1920s. He was elected president of the United States in 1948. He wrote this letter to his future wife, who was named Beth, in 1911. This is what he said, quote, "I think one man is just as another so long as he's not the N-word or a Chinaman." He didn't like Chinese people. He didn't like Japanese people. And what he said was, "The Lord made a white man from dust, the N-word from mud, and he threw up what was left, and it came down as a Chinaman. He hated Chinese and Japs. It is race prejudice," he said, "I guess, but I'm strongly of the opinion that Negroes ought to be in Africa, yellow men in Asia, and white men in Europe and America." This is a notable quotable from the President of the United States in 1948, Harry Truman.
Hmm. that is quite a notable Daniel. I'm just wondering from that quote what he thought the white man was supposed to be when it comes to America.
Yeah, he gave them two countries. He gave them Europe and he gave them America. That's where the Lord put the Lord in place. Again, we inject the Lord's name in vain again. Which is
and that's what...
This was the thinking at that particular time that a president became a president. Ku Klux Klan member who became a president. This type of racism existed very strongly at that particular time and prior to that particular presidency.
Well, as I stated earlier, what a notable. Well, speaking of that, let's get to the essence of this theme tonight. Emmanuel, we're going to talk about what is racism. It's an issue often discussed but not properly understood. From your perspective, can you give us a perspective of what is racism?
Racism, offspring of slavery. It is group-based wealth and power concepts. This is what racism is. It's an offspring of slavery. It is a group-based wealth and power concept. And what I'm saying, basically, is it is a competitive relationship between groups of people for the ownership and control of wealth, power, and resources. I'm going to repeat that. It is a competitive relationship between groups of people for the ownership and control of wealth, power, and resources. Three components, basically. Controlling all three. It is used by the wealthy and resource-holding group to enslave, number one, to marginalize, number two, to segregate, number three, subordinate, number four, dominate or exclude a weaker group. Racism is not a synonymous. It's not synonymous with prejudice, bias, bigotry, and discrimination, and therefore become one of the most misused words in the English language because we don't know what it is. I just told you what it is. In earlier times, humans practiced tribalism, which is different from racism. Yeah, tribalism is different from racism by a lot of means. See, racism never existed until the 1500s. It's when it came to existence. When nine European nations initiated a literal race to colonize the resources of the newly discovered Western world using slaves, labor, forced slave labor, and the natural resources of Africa. Racism was built on economic development and remained an economic concept through the 16th and 17th century. It started in the 1500s. Now we're going to the 16th and 17th century. Interesting note I'm about to give you here. This is a history lesson right here. When England, the world's largest slave trading nation, introduced the King James Version of the Bible and encouraged the use of biblical scriptures to justify slavery, racism, and require a religious foundation the world's biggest slave trading notion. Introduced the King James Version of the Bible and encouraged the use of biblical scriptures to justify slavery, racism, and that required a religious foundation. During the early 1800s, pseudoscientists crafted evolutionary theories linking plants, animals, insects, and humans in a descending order of development, or you might say evolution. Plants, animals, and humans were ranked from the highest to the lowest. By 1859, you might say slavery was mildly distributed near 100% of the nation's wealth. Slavery was the main force of the wealth of this country. Power, resources, and control of all levels of government into the hands of European whites. Amazing, but this is where it happened. Black slaves own and control nothing. They controlled and owned nothing. With educated whites in control and impoverished and uneducated blacks, they were at the bottom. Charles Darwin, people remember him in the classrooms, The Origin of the Species, proclaimed whites to be superior to blacks. In 1860, giving you a date here, you can check it, on the eve of the Civil War, the race was over. European whites had effectively obtained a monopoly, ownership, and control. Charles Darwin, Origin of the Species, promoted the belief that groups of human beings should be ranked by order based on biological characteristics. Racism then became a biological. It became biological, basically. That's based on biological characteristics. Charles Darwin, a European Caucasian, those speeches that best match his own at the top of the rank and order. Thus, the myth of superiority, the myth that white skin was born to protect and preserve superior white skin and blood, public policies required racial identification for the first time on birth certificates and all public documents, driver's license, certain things, had promoted itself from that particular time in 1860. So we look at these. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to raise the question in terms of how did racism get reduced, or certain components of it? What happens to certain aspects of racism? How was that reduced?
What happened was that the black civil rights movement ended race-based Jim Crow segregation and reduced racism to a personal attitude. Did not redistribute the ownership and control of resources, wealth, and power to the hands of black people. The major thing was said at that particular time was, do not integrate the dollar. It's not integrated today. But this is what this basically saying, that it did not redistribute anything. That's why they talk about redistribution during some of the congressional speeches they make, and some of the congressmen and Congress say we want to that President Obama wanted to redistribute the wealth. This is what they're talking about. This is what they're talking about. That's bringing you back to what racism is all about. But it did not redistribute the ownership and control of resources. Wealth and power into the hands of black people. Racism went underground and reemerged as conservatism. Going to repeat this, people, because we need to know this. If you're a conservative, you're basically a racist. This is what it's saying. Racism went underground and reemerged as conservatism, which maintains the status quo between conservatism is the same as racism. Nothing different.
You know, Emmanuel, when you're talking about racism, you're spilling two aspects of the word. You're talking about race, and then there was this little thing they call ism, ISM. When was ism added to the word race?
Well, let's see here. Racism is a derivative of the word race. Race is a contest. See, that's between the, that's, you say, the race between nations for economic wealth and power was over, was removed from the word race, and the suffix ism was added. What does ism mean? Well, ism means to maintain the status quo or prevailing conditions. This is what ism means. I'm going to repeat this again. Ism means to maintain the status quo or prevailing conditions. Racism means doing whatever is necessary to maintain the wealth and power. Inequality between blacks and whites as a result of slavery and Jim Crow segregation in proportional and comparative terms. See, black Americans are just as impoverished and powerless today as they were in 1860. Nothing has changed. When the race for ownership and control of wealth and power ended, black Americans cannot be racist, and there is not one recorded instance in this nation's history where black people have used their collective wealth and power to segregate, subordinate, enslave, and exclude other groups. In our present, right now, we are powerless and impoverished condition that we're in today. They're being maintained. Can only react to racism. We can only react to it. That's all we can do. Since white, Asians, Arabs, were slaveholders who benefit from slavery, they can legitimately be called racist. Because they don't react to racism. Now,
okay.
When I'm going to do one more statement, I'm going to sum this up right here, host. If and when the interference of affirmative action and posit reparations and any other initiatives to eradicate the legacies of slavery from the shoulders of black people. So that is my sum. If when this happens, equality will be here. Other than that, racism will still won't raise its ugly head. It's going to stay this way because of conservatism.
who are listening to the audience, this is Missing Page of History. You are listening to the Tributal and Liz and Historian. Emmanuel was giving his perspective on what is racism. Now, phone line is open. You can dial in at 818-337-0016. Again, your views and comments on the theme today, which is what is racism. I believe we have two callers. Let's go to caller number 3330. Caller 330-3330. Welcome to Missing Pages of History. Your question or comment, please.
I'd like to make a comment. As the theme is racism, I know it's a trend in the last 4 years past, and even now, and I just find it very interesting how this often repeats itself. As you see, those kind of tactics still apply today in regard to thinking the elections are about reason, all about strategy.
Caller, do you have something on in the background? If you can turn it down. Okay, I think that caller has some buzz in the background. We lost him. We're hoping to get him back. Let's go to caller 9289. Caller 9289. Your question, caller, please.
Okay. You were talking about the word race and racism. When did the actual ism actually come on when it just wasn't race by itself? What year or century did that actually, where they actually changed, where it was changed to racism?
Emmanuel?
Yes, sir.
I think a caller was asking the question around what time period did they, could repeat, did they add the part, the ism to race?
In 1860.
Caller, we're 1860. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's all. I'm just wondering when they changed it.
Thank you, caller. Okay, again, this is Missing Pages of History, and we are doing our theme today on what race is. Emmanuel's getting his perspective on it. You are welcome to call in at 818-337-0016. Man, you know, often when we talk about this concept of racism, I think you alluded to some key components to it. One of the components is the question of control, the issue of redistribution of wealth. You talk about the whole question of value. You are talking about wealth, power, and resources. You're talking about all of those components. In fact, that deals with this whole concept of racism. How do you see racism playing out today in America, as well as throughout the world when it comes to people of color, based upon this concept of control, wealth, redistribution of resources?
Well, they're going to remain the status quo. This country is built, capitalism is built on slavery. There would be no capitalism without slavery because, again, money, wealth, resources. Who control those control basically the economics of the world, economics, especially the Western Hemisphere. It's going to stay this way unless we look at the blueprint. But again, why it won't happen because, again, we have not collectively ever we never collected our wealth. We have to collect our wealth like everybody else and power. But we have never did that. See, racism, again, was a collection of power, collection of wealth, subordinate people, enslave people, and exclude a group of people or a race of people. Exclude them in this scenario. And that is racism. They don't allow you to participate, but they exclude you. So again, you're powerless. You're in impoverished conditions. They sure you don't get them up under that. But again, I said, we only react to racism. We just react to it. That's a reaction. That's a reaction. Protest, that's a reaction. Once you know something is wrong. Like I say, quite a few, you might say, again, whites, Asians, Arabs, Hispanics, they were slaveholders. So they're not going to react to it. It's how they made their wealth. So they're never going to do that. So they understand racism. And like I say, again, now it is conservatism. It's the same thing. Again, I made the statement they went underground and emerged as conservatism. That's how it's playing out today. Everybody's talking about conservatives. I'm a conservative. Not ashamed to say it. They're not going to say they're racist. Not going to say that. They don't like that word. So it's just a polished up word, longer. Conservatism. But you can pick the R and the A and the C and I, S, M out of that. Same thing. Just circle those letters I just called out. Just circle those letters. You got the same thing, racism.
You know, but listen, audience, listen, Faith in History. We are going to alert those who may be online with this program. We're going to go over. We're going to continue here the entirety of this program. Please dial in at 818-337-0016. If you don't hear the entirety of this program, you always can go to our blog, Talk Archive, and you can listen to the various programs that we have produced, as well as go to our website. Our website is www.mphinc.org and listen to the entirety of this program. Again, if you're online, you may want to call in at 818-337-0016. Let's continue, Marion. One of the issues of dealing with this issue of racism, Marion, in terms of properly understanding it, you mentioned the word that it deals with a group and not an individual. You can just talk a little bit about this whole question of the group versus a individual. A lot of times you say people as individual can be racist and use racism in the context of individual, but really historically has been always defined from the group phenomenon. And you cannot get your response to that. It's your group versus the individual.
Well, racism is a competitive relationship between groups of people for the ownership and control of wealth, power, and resources. So those groups of people that own the oil, own the coal, or the resources, own the diamonds, or you mentioned the minerals, pharmaceutical companies, these are groups of people. This is more like they have a competitive relationship between the car manufacturers. These are groups of people that make sure that they control the wealth and power and the resources of this Western world. They're going to make sure, all around the world, they're going to make sure that happens. But again, the holding group, what they basically do with their wealth and with their source holding group, they are resource holding groups. They in sports, the entertainment, they hold certain resourceful groups to do what? Well, to basically to marginalize, make sure you segregate and subordinate and dominate and exclude a weaker group. They're not going to let you in. You take the Masters Tournament. It's not called the Masters because they were play owners and they were called Masters. So they're going to keep that. That's another controlling group. So they keep that name. That name is very, very, to me, it's a disease name when you say Master. That's like a disease to me. And again, how I discriminate, the different form of discrimination. And groups do this. Price is so high that you can't buy So that's another form of discrimination. Another form. But again, this is practice. This is practice, how we do this, to control the wealth, the power, and control the resources. You're not going to get involved in that, because that's what controls capitalism. These three things control capitalism: wealth, power, and resources. You control those three. The Bible speaks of food, shelter, and clothing. You control those three. You control a group. You can control weaker groups because you have the power. We don't build forts anymore. We don't build walls anymore. That was in the 1500s to keep the impoverished, to keep, you know, the impoverished out. But again, all of this was introduced by England, our mother country, they call it. And when I talked about the King James Version, that Bible has, and the scriptures in the Bible, to justify slavery and racism required a religious foundation. But that's how it's going to play out. Then pseudoscientists, they basically put exclamation point behind it. Charles Darwin did that. The Origin of the Species. So once he did that, the scientific version, you got the biblical version. So we basically going to stay status quo. You're not going to get out of what you're in. They want to make sure that doesn't happen. Of course, they want to make sure that you don't control none of the three.
Well, you know, man, you know, many institutions form policies that play out with racial desires or racial forms of oppression. In your opening statement where you did quotable notable, I heard Truman, with that kind of attitude, can you look at how policies are made under the institution of presidency and how they may play out in terms of implementing racial decisions to affect groupings of people?
Yeah, that quotable notable, like I said, in the history books, is there. That's where I got it from. When a president comes from a racist attitude, and racism is an attitude also. So when it comes from there, a superiority, by him being a member of the Ku Klux Klan, and saying basically what he said, humans are made, and he put the law, injected the Lord in there. The Lord made a white man from dust. He made Negroes from mud, basically. Then he threw up. This is amazing to me how people even think of this type of thing. And what came down was the Chinaman. And he came out and said, I hate Chinese and Japs. Well, he said, so do I. So that is race prejudice. Race prejudice, not racism. That's race prejudice. See? Then he go into his opinion that Negroes ought to go back to Africa, the yellow man to Asia, and white men back to Europe and America. Well, he put Negroes there, not black people. He said Negroes. Well, well, well. So what about the other people? The other people that are excluded here. What do you think about them? He just did the major three that the Bible speaks of, the Mongoliad, the Caucasian, and the Negroid. The three. So the Hispanics and everybody else, they made from this. But as I get into race, we will understand the race from the beginning where it all happened. Everybody came basically from the black into that very deeply. And while we're quoting Bible, the scriptures from Timothy, I'd be quoting certain things that so what color Eve was and everybody else. Once we get into that, then we get an understanding who we are and what we are and what we got to do to dismantle or eradicate racism, which will be very difficult to do because this government is going basic conservatism, basically, because the majority of people here are from European nations. Over 80% are from European nations. So it's very difficult when you're a minority to overthrow 80% of the population or to try to eradicate or dismantle what they're doing. We're doing it very slowly. Some of us have a small breakthrough, so that's about it. A 2% breakthrough. It'll never get to 10%. But now you're controlling something now. Everything you invent, everything that you do, is controlled by the white man, basically. Music, do it, but they control it. You can't promote it, things you will not do, and they will not let you do. This is not going to happen, regardless of how much money you got. We don't have that much money, believe me, we don't. It's only 35,000 black millionaires. The city of Los Angeles got over 200,000, so we have nothing. I'm going to repeat that. 35,000 black millionaires in this country. There are 9 billionaires, 9. Out of over 2,000 billionaires, we have 9. That's nothing. Only one of them has over $1 billion in cash, and it's not Oprah. Just one of us. Oprah do not have $1 billion in cash dollars. She got $2.8 billion in assets, but not in cash dollars. Only one black American has over $1 billion in cash. Just one. You're talking about over 2,000 billionaires in the United States. Billionaires. So we have nothing, people. We have a long ways to go. Status quo. It seems to be our beneficiary. Status quo.
Emmanuel, I hate you giving a short response and then to do a summary. We're coming to a closing. I'd like to have a short response to you when being stated that Sunday is one of the most segregated days in this country.
Sunday be well. It's amazing that on Sunday 11 o'clock, 90% of the people go to churches if people look like them, and we serving the same God or serving Jesus Christ. But 90% of the people go to churches that look like them. People look like them. It's going to stay that way. It's going to stay that way. They're going to make sure it's going to stay that way. That's that group thing again. That's the group, the power groups, controlling the wealth, the resources. Because that's where a lot of deals are made in the churches. We talk about church and state being separated. You can't separate the two. You cannot separate the two. The Constitution speaks of that. It just speaks of that only. But there's segregation in the halls of Congress. They meet. There's a lot of segregation going on, a marginalized type thing. And the groups will be like the Black Caucus. There's certain groups that are trying to interfere with what's going on, but they're too small. And this is capitalism at its best.
1 minute for your summary for today, Emmanuel. Give up your summary thing, what is racist? Got 1 minute.
Well, again, I try to enlighten people what racism really is. And like I say again, it's an offspring of slavery. And it's group-based wealth and power concepts. So it's ideas, how to maintain power and how to maintain wealth. And again, the Bible speaks of together you stand, provided you fall. We have to get collectively together and how we pursue the relationship of competitiveness between groups of people. We have to do this. If we don't do this, I'm not going to say we will be in demisation, but again, the status quo will remain. So again, just to summarize that, racism is used by the wealthy and resource-holding groups, and again, to marginalize, segregate, subordinate, dominate, and to be sure that they exclude the weaker group. They're not going to let the status quo evaporate.
Okay, we'd like to thank you. That was a contributor and study historian for a missing page of history. Give his perspective on what is racism. As always, we welcome you to this program on a bi-weekly basis. Our next program will be coming up on the 23rd of April at 1 p.m., same time, same station. You also are calling for and looking for a memo. We have a membership drive this spring. If you'd like to join and participate in this page of history, please try contacting us either by our phone number, which is 804-726-3217. More importantly, go to our website, which is www.mphinc.org. As well as a reminder, if you have not purchased your T-shirt and your cap, please so place your order now. And remember, on May 21st, we will have a second quarterly raffle ticket fundraiser drawing coming up, which will be held on WCALM 1450 radio stations. These are just some of the activities that's going on for the upcoming spring and summer. We will be participating in food drives, walk-a-thons, gospel shows, as well as we'll be doing or in the process organizing for the summer. We want to do something with the schools, with classrooms. So please, we have plenty of work to be done. We'd like to have your support. Come and join and help us build and develop our communities. Until next time, this is Missing Page of History. We'll see you on the 23rd. And let's always remember that we should strive to fill in our missing pages of history. We thank you for listening to this program.